I am. I'm ready, and I'm ready a minute to win it. But I am ready for it. I think we. Who knows when it's going to be? I wish we'd be. I wish it would just come out. You know, I think there's an awful lot of it. It deflects from a lot of the work that needs to be done about when the election's going to be. So I wish it would just be announced. Yeah, and I think we've. I think there's a real appetite to have a progressive voice up here, and I think we've a real shot at winning a seat.
You think so? I mean, it's been a long time since, I think it's 1992 since Labour had a TD in Sligo Leitrim, so there's a lot of work ahead.
It is for sure an uphill battle, but I think that there's definitely been a shift. There's been a shift in politics, and I think even the way the polls at the weekend, that Sinn Féin have lost that momentum that they had been gaining for so long. I know Fine Gael are going really high, but Labour, we've come up. Like we're starting on the incline, which is fantastic to see. So I think, you know, I think that people are beginning to see that there's more, particularly around balanced region development. I think that's our big thing here. And I think that maybe people are saying Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, they've had their chance. They've been elected representatives here for years. Maybe let someone else see. Can we? And I actually think that there's a lot of, well, I think anyway, that maybe that there's this perception that Sligo and the towns and villages within Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal are all small little villages on their own, whereas collectively we're a big group, and I think we get overlooked. You know, I think the region gets overlooked because I think it's been viewed as a small insular place when it's actually collectively we've got a lot more to say.